Here's the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for October 7th of 2024. I've been a bit critical of late of the way the Harris Walz campaign team has been operating over the last couple of weeks. It seems like, to me, after running fast out of the gate by presenting a bit of a populist message by talking about affordable housing, expanding the child tax credit, raising the corporate tax rate by just a little bit, and by pushing for a strong abortion rights stance, somebody on the Harris team told both her and Tim Walz to just sit back and play prevent defense from now until Election Day. I mean, you'd think that after her strong debate performance, they would have had Kamala out there on the campaign trail every day, making appearances and speeches and building off the palpable energy that she and her campaign exuded right after President Biden stepped aside. Since then, though, she hasn't really been making much in the way of news and instead has just allowed Dear Leader Trump to do all the talking. That's not to say that is the worst political strategy of all time, considering how he just used racist eugenics language on right-wing or Hugh Hewitt show today, in which he spouted that immigrants murder because it's in their genes. But the corporate press will just let him get away with it and move on, just like they no longer ask questions about he and Vance's straight-up disgusting and dangerous lies about Haitian immigrants eating pets in Ohio. Which gets me to my main point here today. Yes, Harris let some of her political mojo get wasted the last 2 weeks or so, but the corporate media are to blame for some of this as well. See, the corporate media started a narrative from the very beginning that they didn't like Kamala's vibes campaign and demanded detailed policy papers from her and her campaign. Of course, they never made the same demands on Dear Leader Trump or the Republican Party ever, but despite having given details upon details of her plans, the press still is hounding Harris. Just this past weekend, longtime NBC journalist Andrea Mitchell said on Meet the Press, and I'm quoting here, that Harris has got such a big problem with men, a big problem, but also the business world. They don't think she's serious. They don't think she's a heavyweight. Now, Mitchell's husband, former Treasury Secretary Alan Greenspan, is the guy who told everyone to trust in the rich people, trust in the so-called successful people, trust the brilliant minds of Wall Street, because they'd always do the right things. They are the chosen ones. And then Greenspan watched his whole world philosophy crumble as we, the taxpayers, bailed out all of his bankster friends during the financial crisis 14 years ago. But Andrea Mitchell says it's Harris who's got the big problem with the business world and not the guy who cratered the nation's economy during the pandemic. Really, Andrea? And that's why I have to give credit where credit is due, because Vice President Harris is doing something that has needed to be done for quite some time. Bypass the corrupt corporate media and go speak to the people. And do it by appearing on popular podcasts, like the one that she did with Alex Cooper on Call Her Daddy. Harris talked with millions of listeners on that show, many of them young, many of them female, and many of them who aren't nuts about politics like the rest of us are. She bypassed the stupid corporate press questions like, Donald Trump said this bat crap insane statement. Vice President Harris, respond! Respond now! Ms. Cooper and Harris had a serious discussion about how the Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe v. Wade is harming the health and economic security of women across the country. Harris also talked about how one needn't be a biological mother to be humble, as MAGA Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders said here in Michigan. It was the most substantive interview that I've heard this election season, and that's why it was brilliant of Harris to do the podcast interview, as well as talk with Howard Stern, so that way she can talk to many of his male listeners who might not follow politics that much either. And in the meantime, she went on traditional media like CBS's 60 Minutes, while Dear Leader stayed away because he was afraid of being fact-checked, just as he ran away from Kamala Harris to do a second debate. Oh yeah, that's some tough guy, but according to Andrea Mitchell, the business community considers him to be a heavyweight. It's such brilliant strategy of Harris to do more podcasts and other non-traditional media venues, because no new voters are going to be won by appearing on CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC. And that's my favorite part of all of this, everyone. By bypassing traditional corporate media and talking straight to the people on non-traditional media platforms, Kamala Harris is causing heads to explode at legacy media newsrooms across the country. And the beauty of it is, they now have to cover the news that she's making somewhere else. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.